After another chilly morning, it turned into a very nice spring day across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are running several degrees warmer than in recent days. It's actually feeling like May out there this afternoon. And I am not expecting any weather problems between now and sunset. There's the small chance of a couple of showers in just a few towns. Most areas are going to stay dry. It's not going to be dry tonight. A warm front is going to be moving in, and that means that rain is in the forecast. There's even the chance for some downpours, and you may hear a rumble or two of thunder. And when I'm talking about a warm front and rain, you probably get the sense it's not going to be as cold tonight as it has been on recent nights. Lows tonight will be largely in the 40s and 50s. And then tomorrow, the weather is going to be changeable. We'll start off with a few showers in the morning, maybe some drizzle and fog. We'll see a break mid to late morning, and then tomorrow afternoon, we are going to have some showers and locally severe thunderstorms. Now, I mentioned that warm front a moment ago. It looks like that front is going to get stuck somewhere between Albany and Plattsburgh. For those of you north of the front, tomorrow is not going to be as warm as it's going to be elsewhere. Temperatures will likely hold in the 60s. And while you are still probably going to see some thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon, they are not expected to be severe. It's going to be a different story farther south. For those in that warm air, which may make it up into the 70s to near 80, we'll also have moderate humidity. That's the area that has the best potential to see some severe thunderstorms during tomorrow afternoon. The concerns are downpours, damaging wind gusts, hail, and there's even the possibility of a tornado, so we definitely have to pay close attention to the weather tomorrow afternoon, be aware of the weather, and if you are going to be out tomorrow in that warm air, you need to be sure that you're not too far from a safe place, not only because of the threats for wind and hail, but also because of lightning. Remember, lightning is very dangerous, and at the first sign of a thunderstorm, you need to make sure that you move to a safe place very quickly, because lightning can hit even before the rain begins. Any showers and storms will wind down late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening, and that will set us up for a very nice day on Saturday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, periods of rain, possibly a thunderstorm, a low of 46 to 52. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, early rain, then afternoon showers and thunderstorms, highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with periods of rain, maybe a thunderstorm, a low of 46 to 52. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sunny breaks, early rain, then afternoon showers and thunderstorms, highs in the 60s and 70s, warmest south. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, periods of rain, possibly a thunderstorm, a low of 48 to 54. Tomorrow, clouds and some sunny breaks, early rain, then afternoon showers and thunderstorms, warm and muggy, highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, periods of rain, maybe a thunderstorm, lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, clouds and some sunny breaks, early rain, then afternoon showers and storms, warm and muggy, highs in the 70s. Saturday looks pleasant, with highs in the 60s to near 70, and on Sunday, increasing clouds with some late-day showers and highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.